drum. The greatest feeling in the world was holding my own gun. I'm hypertensive, but all my decisions been wholesome. My independence had me flipping on siblings I stole from. Said I'm just big and loud. Well, half a pound is my silent treatment. I punched out plugs I could've stopped from eating. Jackie Gleason on the TV while his mama's sleeping. That plate was made, or he got that Chick-fil-A like she Polynesian.
The fucking niggas do to me though. So I stand there blinded while my jewelry glows.
You can't be a plant when Dame Dash is putting you in your first movie.
Right.
When your television show gets shot, completely filmed, and then deaded the day that the network was supposed to pick it up. Like, they deaded his first show. People forget all about that.
That's what Cal was trying to say, like, why are you trying to say he... Because he had that show, but it never aired.
We remember him grinding in them little-ass clubs, like, for a long time. Niggas got Kevin Hart stories that go back. When he first did the movie with Dame Dash, I was at the Source.
Yeah.
So all the stories started. Everybody knew Smokey was going to take off.
Smokey from right up here.
That's the dude that's in Paper Soldier.
The other nigga.
He's still doing comedy too. He's funny as fuck.
He's like dumb funny.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you want to know what I think that was? What Cat Williams? What he don't understand? What happened was, bro, he watched Kevin Hart work his paws. He worked his hand. You know what I'm saying? He seen a nigga that know how to use and take advantage of them relationships the right way and build with them motherfuckers and catch that opportunity. Dude just don't understand that. Probably he don't understand that type of...
He's just not on that kind of time. Some people is going to be independent. Yeah. Some people want to stay independent. Uh-huh. Some people want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, the way they want to do it. As much as I respect that, as much as I can dig that, the guy who's not on that kind of time gets to be Kevin Hart. Right?
Uh-huh.
The more people who feel, and it doesn't have to be true. It doesn't have to be true. But my experience in this business, people work with the people that they like. If they like you, if they feel you cooperative, they feel you, they can get along with it.
But that's where I was getting at.
That come from having relationships and using them bitches.
What happens when cooperative means, oh, he gonna put the dress on?
Facts.
Yeah. What happens when that
okay,
means that?
If putting the dress on, I
heard a nigga say is against
your morality.
You said that was art.
I think Kevin Hart, he did a joint where he was like, you know, it's our art.
What that? Hey, putting on the dress on it.
Marlon Wayans, it was Marlon. My bad.
Because there's a tradition with that shit. It's not just what Kat said. Like, you forget about Geraldine and Flip Wilson. Geraldine was one of his biggest characters. I think it's a comedian thing. It's not new.
Yeah, it ain't new.
I don't think that shit's no comedian thing, bro.
I think it is, but at the same time, man, them niggas don't gotta have that type of bag, bro.
They just making niggas laugh.
They ain't gotta pick one. If you're just putting on a dress, then that's different.
But these is comedians, though.
That's how I feel about it. I feel like if it's just trying to make you laugh.
If you got a dress on and you ain't trying to make niggas laugh, then that's kind of crazy.
If you can look yourself in the mirror at the end of the day and be good.
Hold on, I'm just letting y'all know.
Rock out.
Why they coming with them type of scripts, though? Why they coming with them like that? The scripts.
Why are they already making the scripts? We didn't get like that when Mrs. Doubtfire came out.
Nobody said that. I don't think there's an agenda to emasculate white men.
Okay, now we talk.
There's an agenda to emasculate black men.
And what I'll tell you is something that a very famous comedian said. When agendas align, a meeting is not needed. So in other words, if you think that there's a conspiracy theory, but you've never seen a meeting, what I'll tell you is it doesn't need to be a meeting if the agendas align. Two things can be true at the same time. A dude can wear a dress because he wants to be funny and he wants this role. And there can be an agenda to emasculate black men. Right. And the two just happen to meet in the middle. You dig what I mean? It doesn't have to be, I know what I'm going to do. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer Math Hoffa $20 million to do a movie with a dress on.
You're going to get punched in your face.
But look, though, bro, what I'm saying is at that point.
You just missed the whole of this day.
How about you just say no?
How about you just say no?
That's what I'm getting at, bro.
Because there needs to be a hard rejection, bro.
Just say no. Just say no. A hard rejection doesn't mean assault and battery. Like, you're going to jail.
If I wouldn't let my daughters put shit on my face while they playing with me, well, I'm going to put on the job. I'm not going to do it.
You can just say that without punching them, though.
Okay, I get you.
But this the thing though, bro. Like them niggas might be looking at it as this some comedian shit, right? But mm-hmm. they know it's an agenda there. That's enough reason to be like, it ain't funny no more. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it probably it could have been funny to them, but the moment they realize, like, damn, but we looking at it as some comedy shit, but them folks on the backside of that shit, they pushing mm-hmm. something. Now at this point, this shit not even funny to me no more. I don't want to do it because it ain't mm-hmm. funny no more. Right. And niggas still do it though.
That's when it becomes a subjective, an objective, a personal thing. You know what I mean? Because everybody's not down. Everybody's not awake, and everybody don't care.
Everybody don't care.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, not yet.
Everybody don't give a
shit.
And
they cater into a different demographic, a certain demographic when they do shit like that.
I mean, but they
a certain demographic. Yeah, people want to see you humiliated. Mm-hmm. People who want to see, oh yeah, it's a joke.
Some people just want to see you laugh. There's some people just want to laugh.
Exactly.
But just being real, when you put that on, are they laughing with you or are they laughing at you?
No, the real question is.
That's right there.
You ain't never laugh at Shanae, my G.
Done deal. Yeah. Quiet. So, done deal. Because we all laugh.
But it's like, it ain't like shorty that I wanted, I gotta see.
He didn't,
but I'm going to watch Ron. I ain't looking up the Shanae episodes, though. I'm not looking to go see that.
But was Martin trying to peddle an agenda when he was doing the Shanae thing?
I don't think he was. The agenda wasn't there yet. But
you don't think so?
No, they was
doing that shit.
But once you start seeing it happen to everybody,
that funny though. He was like funny though. Martin was pregnant.
Let's find something else. Everybody's doing it.
That's my point, bro. Them niggas know there's other things to laugh at.
there can be a tradition and there can be an agenda, and sometimes those two things run right into each other. We have a tradition of smoking weed as Black people. We know it's not great for us, but we still do it. We have a tradition of drinking.
It ain't great for us.
Plenty of people say
it.
We have a tradition of drinking. We had a tradition of drinking 40s.
Okay, 40s, I could agree with.
We also had a tradition of smoking crack, and it was a agenda there.
That wasn't a tradition. That wasn't a tradition. Crack hit in the 80s. That shit wasn't a fucking tradition.
That shit, like, motherfuckers was doing that shit. You know, they was on that shit. That shit was regular.
You know why crack
hit? It was an agenda behind that shit.
I'm with you with the agenda. You know why crack hit so hard? Because nobody had ever seen anything like it. And up until then, drug use had been recreational. So it wasn't as addictive as crack was. People would walk around with cocaine. Take a little, and it was nothing. You had that at a party. It was like a party favor. Crack was a different animal. Right. So a lot of people tried it just, this is the new shit out? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Let's just see what, and then couldn't stop.
And when them folks say that
agenda.
Shit. Yeah.
Agenda,
as
different
thing.
As
soon as they seen it, they say, you know what? Let's put more of this shit down there.
Because
we see what it do.
Two things can happen at the same time. You dig what I mean? If I watch you do something, it's like, dude got a lot of bread on. He got a lot of jewels. He's drinking his ass off. This nigga's about to fall the fuck out. I can get everything. I can get all his gems up off him as soon as he pass out. Mm-hmm. Did I give you the drinks? Or is my agenda now aligning with the thing I see you doing on your own? I'm capitalizing. That's the word I've been looking for like 20 fucking minutes.
You
capitalize on something that you already see popping. If I see you got a lot of foul shit going and you just going the wrong way and your downfall just so happens to benefit me in some way, it wouldn't be smart of me to stop you.
But it'll be smart of me to, the moment I see that that's what you're doing, I'm seeing your agenda, now I'm making a decision. Now I'm thinking better.
Assuming
now
you
I ain't
see
drinking.
It.
Now I'm, hey bro, check this out.
Assuming you see it. Pop,
you see what I'm saying?
Assuming you see
and
it.
And that's what them niggas not doing.
Assuming you see it.
But that's...
Because you hear them talking.
Assuming you see it. So once we see it...
You hear them talking, they'll tell you they don't... Marlon Wayans is saying, that ain't it. He don't want it to be that. That's why.
They don't want it to be an agenda.
People want to be part of that. But at the same time, bro, we can't ignore it, man.
He made white chicks, bro. Like,
yeah.
He played a lot of them. He played a lot of them. He played a lot of them.
Which others?
He played a lot of roles, fruity roles.
Yeah, without the wig and all that. They done did it without the wig.
That'd be home.
No, they both done did it. They both done did it. Without the wig and everything. Like, they done did it straight up. Like,
not for sure.
It's a bunch of niggas in wigs.
I ain't gonna let be a lot of them on there.
That when niggas was acting like bitches at the time.
It ain't funny.
Like mocking women and shit.
That got me off of TikTok. TikTok was like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's up with this?
Yeah.
You scroll every 5 minutes, it's another dude in a wig.
Or the situation where everybody had the same shoes on. They had female shoes on.
Man, they put that shit on Disney,
you know why niggas was cool with doing the wig shit? Cartoon. Because they had already seen this shit be dumbed down. It already been pushed on them that ain't nothing wrong with this. This cool. Comedy. This makes sense. I can post this shit and it don't matter what child see it, who see it. It don't matter. It don't matter my skin color, how we look crazy. That shit don't matter because the people before me, they did it and it was cool and they kept doing the shit. So they really like that agenda. That shit be working, bro. That shit worked. Yeah. It worked.
Get a couple of dollars
they
still laughs.
And they doing it. They did it.
Make it cool.
It's like, how much you gonna pay me? All right, give me that dress. That's what a lot of them doing. How much you paying? Oh, all right.
I think they really be wanting to do that shit.
How much gas?
Nothing, nigga. Never in life, nigga. No price on
that,
bro.
They want to do that, bro.
Never. Never. Nah, not at all. Knock it off. Knock it off. Knock it off. Nah, never, nigga.
You got to pull a hit in the dress.
Nah.
Nah, homie.
Nah. Niggas really do that shit, though.
Yeah, niggas do that,
though. I'll do some shit like that.
That's a different delivery.
I'll do some shit like that.
That's a different delivery. That ain't
yeah, wig going on, man, that hump out wig raincoat. Like.
They'll be looking for the lady. They ain't looking for me, homie.
That's the case, you could have did it.
Yo, Matt, what are you trying to say, Matt?
If that's the case, you could have did it.
I'm saying if it's
in that context, it makes perfect sense.
In that type of year. But somebody not just
tell me $100 million, you got to put a dress on. I'm going to take the check and get a kilt.
And get a kilt?
That's cool, right? Yep, put some pants on.
You're going to be out here looking like Roddy Piper.
Just like him. Like him. The whole outfit.
Hot Rod.
That's cool.
I'm going to call you
I remember that was on his t-shirt. That's hilarious you remember that.
You're going to put a kilt on, Mac? That's crazy. Good looking, man.
This is crazy, bro.
Somebody take a picture of me pouring it from Mac. Somebody
Yeah, knock yourself out.
Hold on.
And you missed it.
Too late.
And you missed it. You needed to do that before you started pouring.
Harlem.
Yep. OG Harlem taking niggas. My first drink. I don't understand.
Oh, you ain't never drunk, huh?
No.
That would have went viral right there, Mac. You heard?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Not that. Nobody cares. No, I promise you nobody cares.
And I know somebody who made that same problem.
What? Yeah, got you.
Just be careful.
But eventually they, you know, I don't know if they went to the gravesite and they made it happen. I don't know.
Nah.
Eventually, that person started drinking, though.
I don't drink or smoke.
I know
you're
not.
You don't drink or smoke like
bro,
that?
I used to like a motherfucker, bro. I used to smoke like weed, like that shit with cigarettes, bro. But I feel like when it comes to weed, bro, I think I'm like chemically imbalanced with that type of shit, bro. That shit fucked me up. That shit make me think things that's not happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what kind of weed was you smoking, bro?
Man, I just be I already think too much, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that shit like...
No, I'm not mad at you. It's certain types of weed. Like, I don't smoke indicas. I got too much to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall the fuck to sleep.
Sit you down.
I'm gonna be stuck somewhere. Yeah. Like, thinking about, you know, I'm stuck. Does everybody see that I'm stuck?
They got some new bud with a whole... The whole bud is white.
Yeah, I need the head high so I can keep moving.
The whole... You saw it, right? The bud is white.
That shit all white.
That's that snow bud. That's the snow.
Then you ask the nigga, yo, what's that white shit? I don't know. That shit is good. Oh, y'all niggas is wilding out here.
Who had that shit? 12 had that shit.
That's TAC.
TAC resin.
That's the raw... What is that? TAC for us, like
Nah,
the nigga could mix. You could mix.
That's
scary.
The bud look white.
Nah, that's
the
whole shit. We got that shit.
My man was like, "Yo, can you promo my shit?" I'm like, "Yeah." My man got the new hybrid cocaine marijuana. Oh, he was like, "Same thing, man."
That was like that.
Nah, that shit look crazy though.
Hard pass.
Moon Rocks is like that.
Y'all can have mine.
Moon Rocks.
And that's Jupiter really rocks. What it is, for real, like a new form of moon rock.
Yeah, I remember the moon rocks that she used to go.
You know, it's funny. I get people give me weed, and I give it away to like whoever wants it. Same thing with liquor. It's be like going to house parties and housewarmings. And like, here you go. Hey, congratulations. Weed. Here you go. Yeah, some more weed for you. Hey, there you go. Hey, Mac, you smoking? Nah. What's wrong with it?
I don't fucking know. It's fine to me, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't smoke no weed.
That's why I don't smoke no more.
I probably don't understand.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, a lot of my niggas got laced. Nah. A lot of niggas I know coming up in the hood, niggas was getting laced left and right. I was like, I can't fuck
No,
with
they
that.
Get on me because I've never tried it. That's why they, like, I've never tried
it. You ain't never tried to smoke
never
at all?
Tried it.
Or drink.
Some people like that, though. Some people just...
Closest I ever got was I mistook a screwdriver for orange juice, but once it got this close, I was like, "Oh, something wrong with this."
Liquor,
like,
yeah.
No,
something wrong with this.
No. When we had Luca Brasi, this motherfucker,
he caught a contact, bro.
That's not the same as smoking. I couldn't leave. Like, where the fuck was I supposed to go?
Nick was in here looking for his jacket, and he had his jacket on. I was like, "Yeah, that nigga's high. It got high."
That did happen.
Hey, y'all want to know some crazy shit?
That did happen.
My homie, he was like my best friend at the time. We was shorties and shit, bro. This the first nigga in my hood, young nigga, bro. First nigga I seen stack up 10,000, bro. We 13 years old. He fresh as dog shit, bro. We all fucked up. All right, none of our families got nothing. He going to school. He buying his own school car. Oh, I just seen bro just turn, right? Man, Holmes was really one of them guys. Dude got laced, bro. That nigga killed his mama. My homeboy Jeremy, bro.
Getting laced, though, how you...
God, that nigga
sometime be over after
ain't
that.
Really fun that
dude,
generation.
First thing like, he did, Holmes.
I'm one of my niggas in high school. He thrown really right now. Like he ain't. He not the same person.
Yeah, I watch niggas bounce back from that though. Shit, though.
Huh?
Who bounced back?
In our couple
niggas. I seen niggas bounce back from that shit, bro.
One at a time. Two niggas I went to high school with smoked a bad joint, bro. They not the same person. Like, literally. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just changed them.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that in it though? Like, what?
I think.
I make you lose your mind though.
It's chemicals.
You know, hallucinogens.
Put the crack in there.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just
Jesus Christ.
It's a traumatizing experience if you're not supposed to expect it. Like, if you think you're just smoking a blunt, you just start tripping and you don't know why, then you probably panic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It probably fucking your brain and some shit like that.
Get stuck in that shit.
And ain't like a nigga telling you, yo, this shit gonna make you trip. And you sitting there like, I think the trip is starting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Let me pause myself. Let me not.
You be like, Chris Tucker Friday, nigga. Running down the street.
Same thing, man. While they was in the pigeon, draws, that shit sent him into the pigeon coop, man.
You said he ain't got back yet.
No, bro.
I know a nigga that did get back, though.
I know a couple niggas that bounced back, too.
He be tripping. It's my man's though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, grew up together. He not the same person, bro. Like, he just stole. Like,
man, that shit fucked us up, bro. That man got laced. First thing he did, bro, nigga, in the middle of grass, threw a 50,000, throw that shit in the middle of the street. Everybody jumping out the car, getting his money. The nigga
brother. Somebody did that to him.
Listen, the nigga brother, he a triplet, bro. The nigga brother's mad and shit, bro. Mm-hmm. They try and get the cheese back. That shit ain't work. Man, about 3 days later, niggas get a call saying Holmes killed his mama. She told him to turn the TV down, bro. He stabbed her.
Snap.
Yeah, oh, that's crazy.
He still ain't right.
Somebody
why
did
would
that
a nigga do that, though?
Damn.
Why would a nigga lace?
Hate.
For sure.
Hate.
Jealousy, envy.
I think Boom got laced, bro.
I don't know.
Rest in peace, Boom.
That shit definitely hate, bro. Dude's
I'd be turnt, hate.
Young turned up nigga, bro. Fucked him up, dog. That nigga stabbed his mom. She told him to turn the TV down. He stabbed that woman to death.
He wasn't in his right frame of mind. That wasn't him.
Yeah.
That wasn't his actual character.
They get stuck somewhere, bro. It's like they stuck. Can't get back.
Yeah. You got to be careful what you're smoking on, who you smoking with, who you drinking with, who you eating with.
Be very careful. Be very careful.
Because if a nigga want to get you, they don't have to get you through shooting you, stabbing you. They can get you through
that. They'll get you through your habits. They'll get through your vices.
First time my sons ever smoked weed was with me. I let them know, like, you ain't see a roll, don't smoke it. Right. It ain't yours. Matter of fact, get your own. You ever feel like, yo, I don't got no bread, I'm going to get it, call me. Don't go out there because, you know, my sons, they brilliant.
Yeah.
Niggas will hate on them.
For sure.
Chicks like them. Niggas will hate on them. You know what I mean? And that shit is like my worst fear, like watching your kid go through that, like they just messed up in the head.
Yeah.
Because that'll make you go crazy.
Facts.
That's what my father was trying to protect me from when we made the prompt, when I made that deal with him, when I shook his hand. That's what he was trying to protect me from.
What?
Because sometimes the plug would get a bad batch.
I had gray hair. Like, everybody thought I was older than I was. So I was hanging out with older kids.
Yeah.
And he was just super shook. Somebody was going to hand me something I couldn't handle. And at the time, I was cool on all of it. But he sounded like he was nervous as shit. Listen. I don't care who they are. I don't care what they are. Don't nobody love you like I do. Don't know. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about you like that.
Right.
Now, I listened, but he was so worried about me doing that and ending up like that.
Right.
Ending up like that. Mm-hmm. He just, look, first time, me and you, my first time, I promise I'll come to you. Mm-hmm. Real men don't say the word promise. We just do what we say we're going to do.
Right.
Fair enough.
Right.
I'll come to you first time. Shook his hand on it. That was it. Mm. I never thought about it after that. And he never asked me after that. One of my pet peeves is repeating myself. And he was grilling me on it. So I snapped on him one day like, yo! And he gave me that father face like, oh, you ready to die, huh? You ready for this to be your last day? Father. Father.
You was like, dad.
Walked it back. Father. How about? That was it.
Right.
Man, niggas ain't even lacing niggas no more because niggas giving niggas shit. They should die and die right then and there off of
so many niggas. Fentanyl. That's pills. That fentanyl.
So many niggas in
that's
the
our generation, dying. Them bad pills.
Yeah. Yeah.
But fake niggas perks. Know them bitches fake, bro.
Man, niggas some don't be people, knowing, though.
Some niggas be
or they don't care.
Bitches, bro.
Some people, bro.
Look, you just got to be careful regardless. Bitches, I'm not against what people do in their spare time, you know, whatever you do to, you know, in recreation or whatever. But be very careful. It's a lot of bad shit moving around out here.
Facts.
And you don't want to end up the next headline.
Rest in peace, DMX.
Crazy shit. Word. Yeah. Word. All right, we back. My expert opinion, the greatest show in the
world.
Come on, I need more energy than that. My expert opinion, the greatest show in the
world.
You heard? We still here. Number one independent. Never forget that. Mac, how you doing, sir?
Salute, King. Happy birthday to DJ Quick. Today is the legend's birthday. Happy birthday
to DJ Quick. Happy birthday.
Extending a formal invitation. Please pull up if you're ever on the East Coast. Please pull up. There's fans here. We would love to talk to you. Shout out to DJ Quick.
All right. So y'all know the rules. Hit that like, hit that share. Let everybody know you in here. It don't cost you no paper unless you's a mother hater.
Don't be a hater.
We trying new shit, all right? New year, new shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably going to change this up like 5 times this year. Fuck it. Millie, how you doing, sir?
What's up, man? I'm good.
Shout out to the
man.
Gang.
You feel me? Nice to meet you, boy.
Sure. Got my man Commando with the yo. Like a ninja,
man. Yeah, man.
Crazy. I'll try it.
Don't.
Splat, how you doing, sir?
What's up? I'm feeling good. Happy to be here with the team amongst great people. You know what I mean?
Right. Channel.
This might be a good time to do a promo for sponsors.
Yeah. This might be a great time. Spread love. Clothing line. Gab Murder. My new shit dropping in another 2 more weeks. TheBrooklynWayShop.com. I'm going to have everything for everybody. Kids, females, everybody. Just tap in TheBrooklynWayShop.com.
It just totally flew over.
I wasn't going to say
so. I'm going to do it. So, yeah, you're looking to sponsor that episode. If you're looking to, have a birthday shout out, whatever, we opening up the doors for those type of things this year because we know it's important to build this community. A lot of you guys been watching this for years. And we want to find new ways to interact with y'all. So if that's something you're interested in, you contact me via DM. Of course, Chastity will probably be the one answering you, so don't send me no nudes if you're a female. just tell her where you send those. And, we make it happen. All right? For everybody else, birthday shout-outs, all that shit, send them through. All right? Love.
Vano,
my man. Yeah. See, I got Camille Vano. How you doing, sir?
Love, you already know.
Yo, today, we got a... You could be considered a legend yet. What you think? Is it too early?
For sure in Detroit. What I'm saying? It's too early for the rap game with Detroit, without a doubt, hands down. Absolutely.
Facts. I put a call in to one of the guys out there.
Yeah.
And he told you from the rip.
Yeah,
like before everything popped off, that you was gonna be one of those guys out there.
Absolutely.
And can sure. Shout out to Bodie James. We got Iceware Benzo in the building. You've been going crazy though.
Man.
Like I gotta commend you. I'm not. New York is becoming a bubble. Sometimes we don't get wind of shit unless we go looking for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I looked you up. I'm like, oh shit, this nigga. Okay. Oh, he been doing this. You've been around for a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
Green Gang was
Green
that the
Gas?
The first rap crew.
That was more like some Green street
guys?
Shit.
Some street shit.
Yeah.
Green Guys.
Yeah.
Right. From there, I've seen you work with some of the biggest artists in the game.
Yeah.
Coming from Detroit, meaning that it's kind of a closed market.
Yeah, it is.
How are you able to pull those things off?
Man, like I knew a lot of like bigger artists, pretty much every big artist that I had a relationship with, I was serving, like niggas knew me from some whole other shit. So when it was time for me to start like making music and shit, it was super easy to get verses and get love and get support. I ain't never paid for a feature, a video, a shout out, none of that shit because I had already had a 7-8 year relationship with pretty much everybody. You know what I'm saying? And niggas, the thing about me, bro, like all the turned up street artists, the biggest ones, all them niggas seen me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm rapping about something, if I'm telling a story, them niggas seen that shit happen. They was right there. They watched me do that shit. You know what I'm saying? I was a nigga in the entourage that niggas called when they was in the city. Hey, bro, pull up. We here. Woo wham. We need woo wham. I was a nigga that was pulling up and doing all that shit. Mm. So when I got out of prison, I'm like, bro, nigga about to really, really jump on his music shit. It was easy, bro. Niggas like, just send a song. They sent that shit back. So and I think it was like that because they knew like, damn, we really, nigga can vouch for Holmes because we synced it. Like, you know what I'm saying? With him.
Right. What'd you go to prison for?
For a little oo-wop, man. A little oo-wop. It was just a little pole and shit.
Yeah, they caught you riding around?
No, I actually didn't get caught with it. It was a federal case or whatever. I was leaving my restaurant and shit. Was at the gas station. Police pulled up. They caught one of my guys with a gun or whatever, and I went to jail for it. You know what I'm saying? They said that I control him, so I control his gun. Constructive possession.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous. He couldn't even claim it.
He tried. It was legal. When they stressed us, that nigga showed him his gun license and a receipt for the same firearm. They uncuffed him, you know what I'm saying? They gave him the gun back. Then they took the bitch back, came and cuffed me. I'm like, bro, what you doing? He like, you going to jail. I'm like, for what? He like a gun. I'm like, man, stop playing with me, bro. Quit playing. Go on, hit it. Stop. He like, I'm for real. You know what I'm saying? So my lawyer came and got me out on the writ. I actually beat that case. Same case, I beat it. My stupid ass, I made a song rapping about the shit, got indicted day after the video dropped.
You incriminated yourself?
It wasn't nothing to say. I just said I beat the case. Literally, in those words.
And they came and got you for that?
Yeah, I mean, you don't play in them people's face when I think, how can I explain this right? So what I went to jail for was pretty much the easiest thing for me. You know what I mean? I ain't want to fight that because it's like it could have been way worse. Right. You know what I mean? I was going to jail regardless. Whether it was for that gun, no matter what it was, they was gonna lock me up anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I was just a target at the time, a really big target. Right. And even the chief of police at that time, he had a huge problem with me, and he put pressure on them people to lock me up, and they did their job. You know what I'm saying? One of them dudes looked me in the eye, they pulled up to my restaurant, took $13,000 out of my pocket, confiscated my cheese, just doing anything or whatever. And I asked nigga, like, bro, what y'all really got against me? He said, shit, you got niggas don't like you, bro. So it is what it is.
That's
bro.
Crazy.
Took they just that, don't like you.
Just that's don't like crazy. Me, bro. But
did you ever get the $13,000?
Nah, I ain't never get that back. Damn. It was over. And that was actually my, that was a payroll for my employees that was working in the restaurant.
Right.
I had the shit in cash, so they took their cheese. I still paid them. But at the end of the day, and at the time, that's when nigga thinking foolishly, like, man, them people just bothering me, bro. But being in there, just realizing how a nigga was moving, everything, nigga, like, just moving crazy, doing stupid-ass shit, bro. I brought that shit on myself. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, like, them folks wouldn't fuck with me, bro. I was giving them people a reason. So it is what it is at this point.
You know what was saying? The movements that you feel like brought that on you?
Man, you got to think, bro. I'm 24 years old. I got a car wash and a restaurant next door to each other. Dispensary down the street. I'm in the middle of the hood. All my jewelry on every day. It's gang wars going on. Ain't nothing happening to me. Like, I think they thought I was somebody mm-hmm. that I wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Them folks treat me like I was Meech or something. You know what I mean? And that's just all that really was, bro.
You wasn't breaking bread that. With them, that's why.
I just think they ain't understand that. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Thought this nigga was a rapper. What the fuck is he doing? How the fuck is this kid having restaurants and dispensaries and car washes and houses and all this shit? And then, you know, I always was on some foolish shit, bro. I had block parties and just, it always just dumb shit happened around a nigga, bro. So that's all they felt like, man. If we can get him there, we can calm a lot of the stupid shit down that's going on in the hood. I think that's what they felt. Right. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. I wouldn't trade that shit. If I had a choice to revisit that and God asked me, do I still want to go? I would go. I needed that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Because if it wasn't for that, I would have thought I didn't do nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? I would have thought that them people was picking on me if I wouldn't went. It took for me to go to realize, man, them people ain't picking on you. They ain't doing this shit for no reason. They ain't raiding your restaurants and all your business for no reason. They was pulling people over, checking their food, making sure it was food in the boxes. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't something else. You know, it was just the way I presented myself, bro. It was the energy I gave, the way I carried myself.
They thought he was Meech. Let me check that box, homie. It's
yeah, the brick in the combo
hey, bro,
box.
True
dude,
story, though,
crazy.
Bro. In real life.
What's in them tacos?
Happened. Yeah, for real. In real
that's
life.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But it was just the way I was presenting myself, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's all that shit was. Nigga moving around that bitch like I'm something that I what? Cause I ain't never sold no hard drugs. I that wasn't my thing, you heard. So it is what it is though, bro. I'm glad that shit happened. And I appreciate that shit happened.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
The yeah. best line I heard from you wasn't a rap. It was when you said, the guy who sold me my luxury car drives a regular truck.
In real life.
The dude who sold me my jewelry doesn't buy jewelry.
Don't buy
doesn't
jewelry.
Wear jewelry.
In real life.
That was like,
in real life. And it took prison for me to start thinking like that, even though I got out still doing the same shit. But I understood what I was doing while I was doing it. You know what I'm saying? It been a lot of times before that where I was doing shit and didn't understand why I was doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I bought a Rolls Royce from the dealership in Troy, Michigan. Man, I grabbed that bitch. I see Holmes leaving because it's the end of the night. Holmes went and jumped in a Chevy Traverse. Fucked me up. And I know he got this the main guy at this bitch, you know what right. I'm saying? Holmes up dog shit, he got paper. Sold me a Rolls Royce when it jumped in that. I ain't never seen none of my jewelers other than Hutch, rest in peace. Yeah, I ain't never seen none of my jewelers wearing this same shit. I done seen them niggas out with their families and at restaurants. They cool and they got a nice little, you know, little cross on or small diamond link, plain Rolex, shit like that. Boy, selling us jewelry left and right. They don't wear that shit. The dealerships don't drive that shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just, I don't know, bro. I feel like we do a lot of crazy shit, bro, just as artists.
They don't want to be in the limelight. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that's doing that, they don't want to be seen.
They in the limelight, though, because them niggas love when we put them niggas
I'm talking about far as like wearing the, you know what I mean? The,
yeah, they don't want to be hot.
I don't think it's a limelight thing. I think they know better than waste their money on that shit. They right. not about bad to invest in that shit. They right. know they know it's stupid. They know it's foolish. It don't make right. sense to them. If that shit made sense, they would be wearing that shit. It don't make sense for them. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's a limelight or making it hot. Them niggas are already hot. We put niggas in songs. You know what I'm saying? We making V-Laws that nigga stole. They love that shit. They love them shout outs. Mm-hmm. They love being in them V-Laws.
Because it brings them business.
It brings them business. That's made outside. He about to pull up. My bad, Ryan.
Yeah, it brings them business when, yeah. you know what I'm saying, when y'all do that.
Yeah, so yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, bro. I
do that, but you haven't stopped yet.
Nah. Hey, I'm so cold. I got so cold with this shit, right? If I go see some new jewelry, I got so much of this shit. I hit a nigga with, hey, bro, look, I'm going to give you this piece and that piece. Let me get that. So I go grab a $100,000 chain and don't come out a coin for that bitch. I'm giving up old shit. I don't mind doing that. I'm okay with letting niggas know I do
Recycling
that. I do my shit smart. Bro, see me. I right. catch smart stunts. I want them niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Give
him
the
gang. Oh, Lord have mercy. Special guest in the building.
What's happening? Special guest in the building.
I ain't even ready to do that, but I just wanted to come see. Stop it.
What up, though?
Then I let this dude out of
Brooklyn. Yo, man, what's good, man?
Right?
Oh, man, we got star niggas in here.
You already saw it,
Salute, King. Good to see you.
I don't want to disturb none. I came to see the guy.
Congratulations on your project, nigga.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah, yo, so, yo, ho.
One time.
There'll be four, but listen, this ain't my time. This is about Icewear Bezo, man.
Yeah.
You know, Detroit,
yeah,
nigga.
Detroit, yeah, facts.
Yeah. We're here. The finest. Yeah. I came to pull up. Like, ooh, wait, put this shit on.
Yeah. We was just talking about that. You talking about, it don't make sense to buy the jewelry. Yeah, you ain't stopped yet.
I bust my mood, though. You heard? Like, I go to them bitches. Look, bro, you got that bitch 100,000, that neck. What you want for that? Bro, give me 80. All right, check this out. I get them two old pieces that I ain't wearing no more. I'm leaving the jewelry store with brand new jewelry that ain't coming out a dollar. I rotate that shit. I ain't giving them people no new money. That shit gotta go to my kids, bro. We smarter than that. And we still gonna catch a stunt. Niggas still gonna make this shit look good. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now I gotta salute Maine for pulling up. That's one thing I know about him. When certain niggas is in town,
pull up.
I wish him.
He's going to pull up. We're on the internet just talking.
Do you appreciate that camaraderie?
Absolutely, bro. I tap in and lock in with real street niggas any city and state I go to. I think that's important. That shit makes sense. You know what I'm saying? You are that. I think like that as a street nigga, bro, because if niggas come to my city, bro, I want to know if a nigga there, bro, because I got to be able to make sure motherfucker straight, bro. You know what I'm saying? I need to know where, hey, bro, what you got going on? Where you going to be at? What time is this? When? I send the guys, or I don't need to send the guys, or whatever it is, we just know. So I think it's important niggas do that, bro. That's how real niggas move, bro.
That's a fact.
It's one thing when a relationship really solid and it's really there. And it's another thing, you know, some artists get pressed. Some are, you know, they catch that vibe. Bro.
Yeah.
I ain't one of them. I'm a real nigga. I'm a real street nigga. So all my relationships is genuine. And that shit's solid, bro. I think it's important you fuck with real niggas everywhere you go.
Nah, I saw you in a clip talking about not knowing M.
Yeah.
And kind of feeling that disconnection.
Yeah.
Not the same connection that you know, you guys make, but feeling like, yo, we here, we doing our thing, we representing the city. Where's this guy at?
Absolutely.
Have you spoken to him or been in contact?
Yep, I ended up seeing him. I was with 50 Cent. He came to Detroit. He hit me. He had a show. I went to the show with him, and I seen Eminem walking by. Shit, I stopped him, and we kicked it. We hollered at each other, and I told him everything. everything I said, what was said, just in case he didn't see me say it. You know what I'm saying? Even sometimes a nigga see something and act like they didn't see it. You know what I mean? So I let him know, look, bro, check it out. This is what happened. This is what I said. What's going on? How you feeling? What we doing? Type shit. And it was all love, you know. He knew, he understood everything I meant. And I still stand on what I said to this day. You know what I'm saying? Bro.
What do you think causes that disconnect?
Man, you want to see?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to see. Bro, got to see. Yeah. Bro, see.
Let me get that.
No, Gat.
Yeah,
please.
Little than Gat. Actually, bro, you mind switching spots with Gat? There you go.
I told you. Yeah, I warned you.
The booby traps.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Stealing it.
Smart man. Yeah. So I didn't want to see it happen.
You're part of the episode now. Oh, you went too deep now. Man.
I just came out, man.
LA was good, boy. My nigga.
So having that conversation.
I still feel that way, bro. Like that, to me, that shit come from, it can be a few things. It can be a nigga entourage, you know what I'm saying? Putting shit in nigga mind, not wanting to see another nigga turn up or, you know, or get something that he ain't gave them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like every artist got other artists in their entourage. You know, them niggas want to do songs with their homies. Them niggas want to get, them niggas want to catch a stunt. They want to benefit off that shit too. But if whoever that artist is not doing that for their homies, they look at it like, damn, if we about to let them do that for some other niggas, you know what I'm saying? And I think that sucker shit, that just ain't gangster, you know what I'm saying? So it can be motherfuckers in the entourage stopping that shit, or it's just a clear disconnect. Sometimes niggas don't want to be a part of whatever they feel we got going on. You know, nigga, see a nigga or see how somebody move or see what somebody represent. And what somebody come from and make their own judgments and assumptions about that shit and feel like, nah, I don't want no parts of that. I'm doing this, they doing that. I ain't feeling what they doing.
Right.
Without having a conversation, seeing where a nigga mind really at, you know what I'm saying? Seeing how we really moving, what we really thinking, what we really got going on.
I think a lot of times it be niggas throwing salt in the game.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people around these artists, they want opportunities. They want to, so they try to keep that circle closed. Yeah. You know what I mean? One thing that I was exposed to was a lot of whispers. Like when I first started like making my moves out here, a lot of whispering, a lot of people saying this, saying that. And then meeting people, and once they got to know me, it was like, oh, all right, cool. You know, I heard some stupid. Right. I'm like, well, you heard that? Well, I don't want to sell, you know what I mean? But shit like that goes on. Like, and it's fucked up that it happens. Like, y'all niggas need to stop shit like that. Real talk, y'all need to stop that shit. But
your reputation precedes you always, though. You got to be careful about what you're putting out there. Absolutely. It's always going to come back.
People complain a lot. I hear artists complain a lot about, well, the label put out this bullshit record. Yeah, but you gave it to them.
You recorded it.
You got to be super careful about what kind of ammunition you give people, especially in a business where all eyes are on you, and that's the goal. Mm-hmm. The goal is to be watched. The goal is to be scrutinized. The goal is to be picked apart and analyzed, because that's what fans do. People in the business do it too. So their whole thing is going to be, can I make money with this guy? Can I make money off of this guy? Can I make money? And if the answer is yes, here they come. But if the answer is no, then they have no use for you. And pretending they have a use for you or giving you something useful is a waste of their time.
Yeah, but that's kind of whack, because I feel like, listen, man, we grow up with enough unified enemies against us. And when we get in a position where we can help others or put other people on the game, why not do it?
Yeah.
I would never tell a nigga how you can't do what I'm doing, or I can't tell you what I'm doing. Information is for everybody. There's enough money out here for everybody.
Absolutely.
I feel like, I hear what you said, but at the same time, it's like, my nigga, at the end of the day, I'd rather see one of us in power than somebody else that's going to use it against us.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. However, I'm not going to say devil's advocate. I told myself to stop saying that in 2024. You have to be careful where you put the information. Some people is reckless. Some people will end up costing you. You put the wrong person in a good position, he can be reckless and tear the whole thing up just because. You remember how we talked about the fuck that guy? The guy that you get and everything else, it could be a super important meeting. Fuck that. You gonna do what you wanna do anyway and just fuck the whole thing? Yeah. You don't wanna put that guy
but
in position.
It's a few, see, I get exactly what you're saying, right? But it's just a couple things wrong with that. Like, and one of those things is, that ain't what niggas was ever asking from homes. You know what I'm saying? We bosses, bro. We got
on that,
our own
on that
money.
Situation specific.
Yeah, we got our own everything. We ain't ask that nigga don't owe us nothing, bro. I ain't grow up with homes. I ain't never did nothing for homes. I don't know his family. None of that shit. We don't. And I think he was thinking that we want something from him. We don't want nothing from you, bro. And I practice what I preach. Every time a young nigga come up in my city, bro, I reach out. Hey, bro, what you need? Whether it's a verse, it's a connection, it's some advice, anything, and they appreciate that shit, and that shit go a long way. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes that's all it takes. That's M at the end of the day, bro. You know what I mean? No, real that's shit. Like that. That's Eminem, my nigga. You see us doing our thing, bro. We making fucked up decisions, but we making the right decisions. We got an opportunity to make some real money and bring that shit back to both of our city. And change, help add to the economy for both of our city. The same city you rap about and represent, I represent this same motherfucker. Not only that, we from the exact same hood. You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, that's all it ever take, bro. Is a, hey, bro, look, I see you, my nigga. You doing good, but this where you going wrong at. You can do this, you can't do that. This shit look good, that shit don't look good. All right, my nigga, I see you in 50 years. I'm going to appreciate that, bro. That shit gonna take me a long way because right. I do that, bro. And that's all it take. And I feel like that shit don't cost nothing for nobody. And not saying that he owe that to niggas. And a lot of niggas got that macho man pride. I don't owe no nigga nothing. I ain't calling them nigga. It ain't about that, bro. Push that shit aside. Niggas not saying you owe anything, bro. Right. It's just being a gentleman, a boss. You know what I'm saying? It's practicing what you preach, bro. We spent a lot of money on this shit growing up, bro. We love you. We help push you to that top, bro. We don't want nothing but a few words, my nigga. And if you ain't got that for us, it's all love. You know what I'm saying? But don't feel awkward when we do get where we get and we push you out.
Right.
Now we pushing you out. Now you ain't a part of this. Right. Now you ain't getting no credit for turning the city up. The where Detroit at right now? Now it's like, you ain't getting none of this credit, nigga. We did that. You can't feel no way if any artist that's turned right now ever make you feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we played a part. Like,
especially knowing that people played that part for you.
Exactly. Like Royce 5'9", you know what I'm saying? Right. That's M, homie, you know what I'm saying? Holmes do a lot of shit for niggas, bro. He put cars in. He don't talk about it. He don't post about that shit, none of that shit. Bro, Royce make real phone calls. He show niggas love. He get niggas real game. He ain't never had to give a nigga a dollar, a feature, or some studio time, none of that shit, bro. We got our own money, bro. And it don't hurt to tap in and see where our mind at, bro. You can look at a nigga like, oh, yeah, that's a fuck everything nigga. But you don't know that until you have a conversation with that man, bro. It take a few minutes to check a nigga temperature, bro. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I think, because I ain't the only one that says something. We all say shit about that. And I think we put him in a position to make him feel like we expecting something or we think dude owe us. And it ain't that, bro. It ain't even that. And it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So I synced him. It was love. And he, first thing I thought about, oh, you do know who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, right. Okay.
That's what's up.
Man, you ever had a moment like that?
You talking to me?
Yeah. You ever had a moment like that?
As far as what?
I mean, as far as, because I remember those first couple records when you came home and you was getting your movement started, right. Dealing with a bunch of nonsense,
right.
One foot still in the streets. Mm-hmm. I know there had to be a moment. You was looking for some wisdom from established artists.
Yeah. But you know, this is New York, right? So this is it was always a big disconnect between the artists, you know, that was rap gods. You know, this is the city that got rap gods. You know, we talking Ho, we talking Nas, we talking, you know, niggas that you never would see. And it was always a disconnect. I never had no connection with no artists like that. You know, early on, it was guys that I was cool with that was cool with AZ. AZ was like, I was like, yo, I want to do a song with AZ. I wanted to do a song with AZ. Like, I'm a real nigga, like, and it's like, nah. Nah, he all right. You know what I mean?
Right.
You hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings, man.
Oh, man.
Nah, it was, I get it, though. I get it from both angles because you got to create value for yourself. Right. You know, everybody want to be a part of what you got going on when it's going on. Mm-hmm. You understand? Niggas can't stop. No motion. So, you know, when he turned me down, I mean, I got turned down many times. You know what I mean? But all that did was make me focus on what I need to do. And me and him got to this day, we got a cool relationship. We never worked together, but I always respected him and I understand what he was, you know. And I never felt no way about it. It just made me turn up more, even more.
Right.
You know, but this is a city, and that's just how the game is. It's a competitive game. Niggas will wait you out, act like they ain't watching.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see if you start working and to see if what you're doing is working. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. I had those moments.
Well, yeah. If you ask for that 16 now, you probably get it though, right?
I mean, it's a different time now, man. We many years past then, and you know, I've done a lot. You know, we still out here pushing. So, you know, the thing is, that's gonna happen. It's a part of the journey. It's gonna happen. Niggas gonna wait around, act like they not watching you, and then go, damn, that nigga doing his thing. And then you'll see the difference when your shit start rolling, some calls start coming in. Hey y'all, we want you to come over here. You start getting invited to places and shit like that. You're like, damn, just last year I couldn't even get in here.
Right?
You understand? So you see the difference.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't advise nobody to be bitter about it.
Yeah.
Because it's a part of it. I mean, we all gonna have scars, bro.
Right.
We ain't gonna be in this life without no scars.
Right.
Right? We all gonna have love scars, we gonna have war scars, we gonna have scars, right? It's just a scar. Like, but when you get in place, don't have that energy like, man, fuck everybody. Cause we ain't never gonna grow like that. You know what I mean?
So it's important to not feel entitled to.
True story. This is a true story. I was at T.I. house like the day before he was going to prison, right? So this is back then. And I told him, I said, man, you did more for me than a lot of niggas in my own city. And he said, man, I have to. So that you could do for other niggas that's coming up. We got to keep the cycle like that. And I never forgot that, you know? So just because you got shunned or a door was closed at a certain time in your career, don't mean that you should carry that, you know?
Right.
So when you get on, like, pull niggas up whenever you can.
Mm-hmm. Like, I got to shout out Method Man. I was the first dude that, like, when I just started getting on, met him at Rock the Bells. He ran out on me, started rehearsing my lines to me. I was like, oh, shit,
that's hard.
It's Method Man. Mm-hmm. Nigga, when you was younger, you go to any chick crib, you know, it's that Method Man for poster sure. With the half braided joint and the half over shit. I was like, yo, what's up, man? Do a rec. He was like, Meth, let's get it. And that was like fire. One of the greatest moments.
That was gangster.
And because of that, like when certain people come to me and be like, yo, can you think of, I know they ain't a legend, can you get them up? You know what? Fuck it, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was the main thing I told dude too. I'm like, listen, bro, we don't feel like, you know, you gotta do something. We don't think you owe us, bro. And it ain't no situation where niggas feel away, bro. We just speaking the truth, bro. You know what I'm saying? We turning this bitch up, bro. You ain't helping, but it's all love, bro.
Right.
Post a picture with him and all that shit, bro. I just wanted him to know we don't feel like you owe us nothing, bro. And we ain't whining and crying
like,
about
we ain't
that shit.
To get something
yeah,
out
it
of
ain't
you.
it ain't that deep, bro. We right. just speak it is what it is. We gonna speak the truth about the shit, bro. Nigga ain't around, bro. But it's all gangster. You know what I'm saying? And like bro said, that don't give a nigga the last thing nigga need to do is carry that energy. And had that nigga, fuck everybody. Nigga ain't help me, I ain't helping nobody.
Right.
You basically being the same shit that just happened with you.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Now, I get to ask this question, because every time I tell niggas Eminem's in my top five, they be like, niggas don't bump Eminem in the hood? Was niggas bumping Eminem in the hood back in the day?
In the hood?
Yeah.
Hood, I'm going to tell you something, right? Like, so the masses of Detroit,
he's laughing already. He's laughing. As soon as you
Hey, listen, bro. Right. The masses fuck with him. Right. But in the trenches, we was listening to the Cheddar Boys and the Street Lords. Mm-hmm. We was listening to Blade Icewood, Street Blade Lord Icewood, Wine, yeah. and you know what I'm saying? Tough Tone and niggas like that, K-Deezy.
goddamn rock bottom. Like, that's what we was in the trenches listening to. But the masses, like, overall, they was fucking with him. And every nigga in the trenches had them tapes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was a shorty. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I do remember, like motherfuckers in school and just overall, the radio. It was big. Holmes one of them, bro. Yeah, right. And I do definitely think he top five hip-hop artists of one of them of all time, bro. Like, right. Lyrically. You know what I'm saying?
Word. Shout out to him, man. He was one of our first artists to co-sign this show.
That's gangster.
And right. Didn't have to. He was talking to somebody else, talking to Crooked Eye, having a conversation with Crooked Eye, and he talked about the show. Mm-hmm. Just told everybody how. Yeah, shout out to Eminem.
Now, you worked with a lot of big names.
Yeah.
Was there any features that you was like, oh shit, I can't believe I got that?
I say Jeezy.
Jeezy.
Yeah. Because I was in my feelings about some shit one time and said something about Snow in the song, you know what I'm saying? He still gave that feature up. So I'm like, damn, that's crazy. You know what I mean? So I say that. As far as like all the other features, like a nigga like Pluto was somebody that I looked up to as an artist, you know what I'm saying? But by the time I got the feature, we was kind of already like locked in to an extent to where it was just regular, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I say Snowman, without a doubt.
I like to put the attention back on like the artistry of this shit. So like when you get in the studio, did you do it in the studio with him?
Nah.
Nah, he sent the verse?
Yeah, he was in the A, I was in the city.
What was your, like, okay, I got the record with Jeezy, I gotta go in, and you changing verses or you, you know what I mean?
I sent him my shit. I sent him my
shit. Sent it ahead of time.
Yeah, I sent him my whole verse. Then he just put his shit on there. Right. I ain't never really like, to me, I think it makes sense when somebody like goes stupid crazy on your song. I think it makes sense. Like, if I'm doing a feature with a nigga, you supposed to turn this bitch up. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't need to out rap you on this motherfucker. That's the point of you being this feature.
Really?
For me. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's about.
I feel like it's different in New York.
Renegade.
I feel like it's different in New York. If you get a feature, if you get a big feature. I don't know, man. Like, correct me if I'm wrong. Like, mm-hmm. It's the intention to, like, all right, I got to go hard on this shit.
I mean, you want to go hard as much. You want to do you regardless.
Right.
Like, you don't want to be the verse where niggas like, man, Math came on and I wasn't fucking with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You want to step on shit regardless. Right. But at the same time, nigga jump on your shit. You want a nigga to go crazy on your shit. Yeah. Right. It's your record.
That's right.
Right? So... I want a verse for my nigga. Like, I want him to go crazy.
Why?
Because you don't want a nigga to be like, man, he could have did a better verse for you.
Now I'm feeling like, damn, nigga, the lazy bitch.
So now I got to ask, who sent those verses in?
Man.
Did you ever get a verse that you was like, man, this nigga could have, come on.
He could have went harder on that
beat. He could have went crazy.
Ain't
nobody going to say it?
No, I ain't going to lie. Every nigga I did a song where they did what they were supposed to do on that bitch. But like when me and my homies go in the studio, like me and a nigga like Ray, like Babyface Ray, or me and Peas, when we go do songs, that's how we talk to each other. Bitch, I'm about to fuck you up on this song.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We just say that like, hey, bro, you probably don't even want to get on this. I just fuck bro up on this bitch. You ain't even ready to rap on this. Right. Might as well go do a whole nother song. That's how we talk to each other. You right. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's friendly competition. Yeah, for
man,
sure.
Man, you still
that,
thinking.
That competitive energy though was good. Like,
yeah.
I tell niggas all the time, like when me and Jim did Lobby Boys, every feature that's on there came to the studio to do that.
Right.
So that room was like this. It was tense.
Tense.
Yeah. Benny was in there, it was tense.
Tense.
Conway was in there, tense. Tense. East, Fab, everybody in there, tense. Mm-hmm. Niggas is like this.
Yeah.
Beat still playing. Who gonna go first?
I love it.
You know, still sharp and still, right?
Absolutely.
And when you around niggas, and that's good energy though, man. That's fun, great. It's competitive, yeah. You know? And I think that makes the song better I think it strengthens relationships. Right. I think that's always dope. That's always a good thing, man.
As we've seen, speaking of Lobby Boys.
Yeah, your boy.
We've seen your man issued a challenge, $100,000 challenge.
Oh, yeah, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, Jim, he said any artist from his era.
Right.
When it come to the studio, he put $100,000 up there. He'll smoke it.
Okay, I'm with that. Right. I'm with him. Listen.
You gonna take $100,000?
Anybody listen to Jim in the last few years? Like, you gotta be honest. Like, he's the most improved nigga. It's just like me. Yeah. We got better with time. Mm-hmm. We got greater with time.
Facts.
Time, like some of these niggas, like they was nice before.
Boy, and then they
was on a decline. Like right. It was like they better years. They best time. Was before.
Right.
You understand? Like, we got better with age. We got better as the time went on. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's how you feel. You gonna talk your shit, like.
You gonna take the $100,000?
What you mean take it?
You gonna take the $100,000?
Nah, we flying the same flag. We on the same team. That ain't for me. That's for everybody else.
Bet.
You know what I mean? That's a team member there. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to figure out who would do it.
Who's in his era?
Right. I mean,
there's a lot of niggas in that era, man.
Start
Dipset
there.
That era.
Well, like start who? There.
You got you?
Nah, I'm not. First of all, I came after.
He's after.
I'm after.
Yeah, he definitely in that era. My Dipset era, you got the Lox. You got
G-Unit.
Of course. G-Unit.
Fab.
Yep. That's his era right there.
I feel like it was a Lox shot. To be honest.
The Lox?
Yeah.
Why you feel like that?
They won a rematch.
Yeah, he won a rematch.
Nigga won a rematch.
Yeah, but I don't know. I ain't see it, but I don't know about that.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I think it'll be fun, though.
Yeah.
To see.
But I like shit like that.
Competition right. without it's, malice it's is always fun.
Of course.
Yeah.
Styles P came. Styles P came to the Lobby. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, it's all about the competitive nature. And if it's all about fun, then fuck it, why not? Let's see it.
Well, let's get. I hope we get back to the era. We get back to the time where MCs are going at each other on purpose, not maliciously. But I'm better than you, and I'm about to show
nigga,
you.
Nigga, I put Busta on a song before, and Busta called me after he did it. He said, "Nigga, I bust your ass." I bust your ass. Me and Remy talk crazy to each other.
Remy stay talking crazy.
You got a little nice, like, but you still can't fuck with me. Like, this is how we talk. Yeah, like,
she said that to everybody, bro.
Yeah. She talk crazy.
And Bus got to be the most competitive dude I've ever met in my life.
And I know being from Detroit with Proof and the scene that he kind of created out there, mm-hmm. I mean, outside of New York, battle rap was huge in Detroit.
Yeah, it was.
So was that something you was into from a young age?
I grew up watching battle rap. Like, I'm a real battle rap fan, you know? Right. Me and all my homies, bro. But it's like a small circle that's like really fuck with that shit, like super heavy and shit. Proof and them had like a whole different wave and run with that shit. Like, when they was doing that, we was youngest coming up. We was off Cash Money Records and we was on the dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? They was on that, you feel me? But like, I personally grew up like a real battle rap fan. Like, I don't watch a gang of them motherfuckers. Like, Smack DVDs and shit, I grew up watching that shit. That shit was that shit, bro. Real life, like, that shit was heavy.
You ever battled before?
No, I ain't never battled. I don't know, a nigga fuck me up on the battle side. I don't know how to battle. That shit take real skill, my nigga. I ain't gonna cap. Like, that shit, that's probably the hardest shit.
You'd be surprised, bro. Nicki Jam, like, shout out to Nicki.
Like, how the fuck y'all be remembering that shit, bro? Like, like how that shit work? Like, niggas really
the
like...
The same way y'all remember a show.
Nah, then you just get mad and punch a nigga in his mouth, right?
Stop, see?
I seen that joint. I learned it from watching you, okay?
Stop punching on niggas. I first seen that nigga. I said, oh, this the nigga that be punching
on. Hey, look, though. But you want to know so crazy? That's the shit that made us
grab. I saw you and I was like, that's the other nigga that be punching niggas in the face.
Man, I don't know if you can stand that,
but you did.
I don't know if you got a leg to stand on.
My shit is a legend.
You weren't even battle rapping when you did, bro.
You're just a legend.
You know what I mean?
Right hand flying.
Yeah, nah. It's all good.
No stage in sight.
Man,
just
shit, man. Let's fuck with a nigga for real, though. Like, shit like that. We like, man, we fuck with dog. He the one. You know what I'm saying? Knock a nigga out of that bitch. He the one, bitch. We fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, shout out to Cal.
That's what we was on.
Don't help.
I've been 100.
Shout out to Cal. shout out to everybody out there, man. QP, all the dudes out there that's repping that shit. We're gonna take a 5-minute break.
Bust down rolling for the hell of it. It's my time to shine. Spotlights is my element. Fuck a plain Jane, don't insult my intelligence. I don't plan on selling it, so I don't see the relevance.
You had a dispensary out there.
I ain't got the dispensary no more. They shut that bitch down.
How was it doing though?
That bitch was slamming. I was treating that bitch like a trap though, bro. That's why I went wrong yet. They raided that bitch once a week.
Once a week?
Bro, they raided that bitch once a week, bro. I asked dude, like, bro, why y'all keep hitting this bitch? He said, we're going to keep raiding until you just close it.
Why? There's no way, like, this.
Hold
like
up, bro. You know Wayne speaking
is in. Bro, you know what else? In the bro, you know what else Wayne mentioned, bro? The fucking police officer, bro. One of the guys that raided my restaurant, bro. That man told me, bro, it's either my restaurant or it's prison. What is one is going to be? I said, I'm not closing my restaurant down. That man said, well, we going to find a way. You going to jail. And the reason I don't speak on this shit in interviews, bro, because they be watching. They see that type of shit and make them want to keep fucking with a nigga, bro. And I ain't got time for that. Wow. I ain't found leave.
So shouting out the name of the restaurant like I was about to do just now wouldn't be a good idea for you.
Nah, that bitch, I closed that bitch down. It was over, bro. They ain't let me do shit. But I'm good. Not over.
No.
Why you ain't cutting them in, man?
That can't be okay. That cannot be okay.
Man, it's this group called New Era in Detroit. They like the Detroit Black Panthers type shit, right? Mm-hmm. Man, Zeke from New Era Homes brought the news up there. They like was protesting and shit for me and everything. My shit was getting raided so much. He organized a group of protesters, bro, to protest them from stop raiding my restaurant.
What did the district attorney say?
They wasn't saying shit. They was loving that shit. Harassment.
But they're supposed to. They're the ones setting the police on. Like, they're supposed to.
Man, them people got what they wanted. I went and did 2 years in the feds for a gun. I ain't have them. They got what they wanted.
That's crazy.
That can't be. That's
not right. Crazy. Nah. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in the hood, I get pulled over. They like, oh, that's Bezo. They just let me go. Like, it's a whole nother vibe now. It's different. We got a new chief. Everything just different. You know what I'm saying? Me and Kodak Black video, they pulled up. They fell back, bro. They ain't fuck with nobody. We smoking weed. Security got guns and shit out. They ain't say nothing to nobody. They came, watched the video, chilled out. If I got any event or if I'm in the hood by myself, bro, I done been at the gas stations. They see I'm in the car by myself. The motherfuckers will just sit there and make sure a nigga like straight be younger. It's younger cops, a different police chief. I'm different. I got a different thing going on. Nigga got a different kind of paper now, you know, and they understand that. And I'm cool. I'm friends with the mayor now. I did the 2019 census count for him. When was that, Chanel? 2019? With Mayor Mike Duggan. That's my homie. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, no, pause. Been in the nigga crib, all that. Like, we locked in. So it's a different respect now.
Look, we got a floor shit like that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
Now you cutting them in.
Yeah. No. Hey, man. No, it's just different. Nah,
I just feel like we need to get past this whole mind frame of us versus them.
Yeah.
When there's people on that side, that's fans of you.
Yeah.
And if you could utilize that relationship in a way that don't compromise your morality, what you stand for,
absolutely,
then that should be that, because it makes the community safer.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you sitting with the mayor, us going to the brunches and speaking it, like that helps. That helps show people like, yo, it ain't just we just being oppressed. We just gotta figure out the ways around this shit.
Yeah.
And if you figure out that way, like, bro, there was a billboard in Atlanta. And not to say, you know, not to really bring this shit up, but welcome to Atlanta, BMF, welcome.
The world is BMFs.
Right.
Yeah.
But they was tied in a way where the community, like, they didn't have to deal with all that shit.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we just gotta hustle smarter.
You're right.
I'm going to say the same thing I said when Erica Ford was here. The people who do shit like that to the point where they're running a guy out of his business, they need to be prosecuted. Those people need to be held responsible for that kind of shit. Yeah. Like,
that's
can't,
harassment.
You open up a business. What the fuck else are you supposed to do?
Right.
And you're employing other people. But what the fuck
is what I learned
versus the law?
Yeah.
It ain't, they ain't siding
those
with
motherfuckers
you.
Need to see the law too.
But they can get to their boss.
That's all I'm saying.
That's what I,
you can get to their boss.
But, that, but this the whole thing. I understand fuck the role that. I played though. You see what I'm saying? Like right. it shit wasn't just me, a humble guy, just opening up a biz. I'm doing everything right. I know every time in the hood, shit just going wrong. We on the block, motherfuckers getting, all wild shit. Just shit that don't gotta happen. Then, yeah. I rap about the shit. I make a song, fuck them, all that shit. So I know the role I play. And when I switched up the way I move and the way I go about shit, that's when everything changed. That's when the mayor reached out. That's when the chief of police like, man, leave Ezra alone, man. That dude ain't know nothing.
None of that is against the law, though. It shouldn't take a call from the mayor to keep a legitimate business open.
Right.
I'm not okay with that. Like, and I understand where you're coming from. You did
and
your
Jonathan
part.
Jonathan Majors should not be going through what he's going through.
Yeah, I got niggas that, bro, like a 14-year-old kid got shot at one of my functions. You know what I'm saying? Shit
okay,
like
did
that,
you shoot him?
Hell no.
Did you shoot him? Then what does that have to do with your restaurant?
He's trying to say it's just energy.
What does that have to do with it? You know what? Okay, hold on. Let me just, I'll say this. And I'll back off. You know why I'm mad about it? You know why it pisses me off? How many people did you employ at that restaurant?
We had about 10 employees.
10 motherfuckers. Who all
20,
got
20, 20 people at the car wash.
20 people. No, but let's start with the rest. 10 people at the restaurant. They got families. They got kids. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now you don't put one of them out of, you don't put this man out of business. 10 extra motherfuckers ain't got a job. Now, what do you think they're going to do to get some money?
That's an effect.
Especially when you splash them for no reason. So now their kids is running around in the streets. And I'm not saying that's the only alternative, but when you take a job from somebody,
make it worse.
You can't beef about what they do after, especially when you were doing the right thing.
Right.
How you going to take when he's doing the right thing?
Yeah.
Right. Now, whatever happens after this shit is on you. Because I was doing the right thing, and here you come around fucking it up.
Then we'll make it sweet. I was only 23, 24 doing this shit, bro. I thought my city was going to appreciate that.
It's not against the law to be 23, 24, opening up a business. That's not how that goes.
But what it is they will expect you to control your situation.
And I wasn't, bro. And I was. And then another thing would probably make it work. They know they ain't getting no information out of me. You know what I'm saying? So whatever, they know we got an uncontrolled, I got a situation that I can't control, but I'm not willing to control because I'm with the same bullshit. I like this shit. I'm gonna put the dumb shit on camera and drop a video and go get four, five million views. Not with niggas getting popped and not that part, but right. Just dumb shit, period. You know, even if it's some women fight, whatever it is, I got an uncontrollable situation everywhere I'm at, and they know I love that shit. I like that shit. It's shit going on in the hood. I'm moving crazy. I'm not willing to give up absolutely any information. I was just a young nigga with some money that was an asshole at the same time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got a high speed chase case. Them people pulled me over. I ain't got no license. I just sped off on the bitch. Went on a 3-mile police chase for no reason. Laughed about it. Made a song about it. Brag about it. That's just dickhead shit that I wouldn't do now. I wouldn't move like none of that.
None of that's illegal.
I know.
Like, none of that ain't got shit to do with a restaurant.
I think evading.
No, being a dickhead about it is not illegal. Being a dickhead about it is not illegal. Committing crimes, that's illegal. Being a dickhead about it ain't illegal. And a restaurant is not illegal. That's all I'm saying. That irks me.
Well, now it's a different energy.
Different.
Go energy. Open that restaurant back
tapped
up.
Tapped in, doing movies.
Yeah, I'm doing movies.
What's that like?
Iced Up Films. I got my own film company. I just started a distribution company as well called Global Vision Distributions. So I'm in a position to say anybody in the room film a movie. I'm able to get y'all a movie on Tubi, Amazon Prime, pretty much everywhere where you can get a movie played at except Netflix. You know what I'm saying? So got the movie company and distribution company. That was like a real passion of mine even before music and more than music was to be an actor and executive producer and write movies and shit. So that's a dream that I'm chasing. I'm with that. I think the money is amazing in that. Mm-hmm. It ain't just about the money though. It's about being able to bring stories to life. You know what I'm saying? Be able to teaching them stories and show motherfuckers shit and let the rest of the world see what Detroit really is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So right. Yeah, that shit going good.
Last time I was out there, I met a couple guys from the Dirty D.
Yeah, that show turned up.
Pause.
That show turned pause. Yeah,
that show, it's a pause.
That was crazy.
It was crazy.
That was
definitely a pause.
That was a pause.
I ain't gonna front.
That is crazy.
I was pausing niggas as they introduced themselves.
Son.
Yo, I'm doing it. I'm the Dirty D. Okay,
that's crazy.
You know what I mean? But nah, the show is lit. It's lit.
The
you know
show
what
turned
mean?
Up.
Oh my God.
How do you feel about Detroit and the growth and everything that's happening right now?
Man, that shit just amazing, bro. We appreciate that shit. And I feel like we all working. We, for the most part, we all work together. We all know we got one common goal, and that's to take this shit to the next level and build that economy up and get our population bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I did the 2019 census count for the mayor, bro. And that's when I didn't care about that type of shit, bro. But everything I learned from that, I realized how important it is to get motherfuckers to fill out them census forms so we can get more grants. We can get some more federal government assistance for these programs that we're trying to do and shit like, because the money not there for that. You know what I mean? So I think with what we're doing, we'll add to that ultimately and just turn everything up, you know? So everybody excited. We happy. We working together. It be bullshit. Certain niggas don't fuck with certain niggas, but we keep that shit between us. We don't go to the internet with it. It ain't the rest of the world business. We ain't speaking about it in no rap songs. We ain't making disses about it.
Right.
Because we know we going to eventually get past that shit. And we ain't really with the cleanup game where niggas say a bunch of whole shit about a nigga or dog walk a nigga on music and then got to make it up later on. You know what I'm saying? We back in pictures and videos and shit. So, you know, I just appreciate that we all on one page.
Very smart.
Dope. Well, the album?
Yeah. Live from the 6th, February 2nd. Let's get it.
February 2nd is going down. Ice with Bezo, yo.
Bezo.
Detroit. We gotta take a trip out to Detroit and just
sooner than later.
Find a barbershop out there and just
sooner than later.
Turn it up, bro. Yeah, y'all gonna make some dog shit out there too, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all gonna make a lot of cheese out there.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Come on down that motherfucker, man.
I know somebody know the man now. Yeah. We good money. Oh.
It's all around. Look around you, man. You can find inspiration. You can find discouragement. It all depends on you. Perception is everything. Some people just hear another song. Some people hear the greatest. A nigga used to have no chill. Nowadays I bump side A. Traffic going bumper to bumper, stuck on the highway.